Hey, welcome back to Journey with Jay, the podcast where we explore the world one story, one stall, one secret at a time. Now, if you ever visited New York City, you already know this town has a reputation for being well experienced and well expensive. The $20 cocktails, Broadway tickets that cost as much as a flight, and even just grabbing a bagel in a Manhattan sometimes feels like an investment. But what if I told you that you could soak up the magic of the city without spending a dime? Yeah, you hear me right. Today's episode is for the dreamers, the wonders, the savvy budgets, and budgeters, and honestly, anyone who wants to experience the real New York beyond the tourist traps. We are diving into 24 of the best free things you can do in New York. And I am not talking about boring stuff. I am talking skyline views, the live music, iconic landmarks, and soul-shaking street culture, all without pulling out of your wallet. So lace up your comfort shoes, bring that MetroCard, and let's explore New York the way locals do, through the back streets, parks, and hidden gems, absolutely for free. First one, walk the Brooklyn Bridge. Let's start with the classic. The Brooklyn Bridge, whether you are walking from Brooklyn into a Manhattan or on the other way around, it's got a view. Skyline on the side, Statue of Liberty peeking out in the other, and plenty of space for selfies, early morning or sunset selfies. Chill in Central Park. You could spend a whole day here and not see it all. Central Park is more than just grass. We are talking spectacular strawberry fields, free performances, and the magical controversy garden. Want local tea? Heat up sheep meadow with snacks and just people watch. Third one, hit the museum for free. Many museums in the New York often offer free admissions on special and specific days. The Museum of Modern Art is free on Friday evenings. And the American Museums on a Natural History is a pay what you wish. Yeah, dinosaurs and art on a budget. Fourth one, Shakespeare in the Park. Every summer, New York's theater scenes go outdoors with the free performances of Shakespeare in the Central Park. The tickets are free, but they are first come, first served, so bring a coffee and line up early. Fifth one, take the Staten Island Ferry. Want views of Lady Liberty without the tourist lines? Hop on the Staten Island Ferry. It runs 24/7. It's completely free and the views just as iconic as any pleasure harbor cruise. Sixth one, watch a show in a Washington Square Park. This is where performers come to show out. Jazz blends, tap dancers, soul singers. It's like walking through the live playlist. Just sit on a bench near the fountain and let the city's soundtrack take over your mood. Seventh one, explore Dumbo. Down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass, Dumbo is where Brooklyn gets arsty. Columnstone Street's massive murals and one of the most Instagrammed views in the city. Bonus, free art galleries are often open to the public. 8th one, walk the High Line. An old elevator train track turned into a city park. You are walking above the streets surrounded by wildflowers, public art, and some serious skyline view. It's a peaceful, it's a cool, and it's 100% free. 9th one, St. Patrick's Cathedral. If you are not religious, this midtown landmark is worth stepping inside. The architecture is stunning and quiet. rearing your just pause and breathe. Ride on a free kayaks at Pier 96. Yep, you can kayak on the Hoodstone River for a free during summer months. Bring a change of clothes because you will get wet, but the views are so worth it. 11. Visit the New York Public Library. The Rose Main Reading Room inside the New York PL is straight up magical. Wooden tables, candelabras, and walls that could whisper stories. It's a perfect break from the city's jaws. 12th Art in Chalicia Galleries. Want to see what the art world's beauties are about? Just stroll through Chalicia's gallery district, open to the public, full of bold ideas and always changing. 13th, stroll through Prospect Park. Brooklyn's version of Central Park, but less crowded, lakes, trails, a boathouse, and free concerts in the summer. Come picnic, read, and just vibe. Show 14, sunset at Gentry Plaza State Park. Over in Long Island City, this park gives you a panoramic view of Midtown skyline. It's a peaceful, romantic, and perfect for watching the sun dip behind the Empire State. 15th, catch a free concert at Summer Stage. All summer long, Central Park hosts free concert with a big name and indie artist. Bring a blanket, some snacks, and just let the music roll. 16th, wander the last and West Village. This one's for the flaneurs, the wonders, cobbled streets, leafy corners, brownstones. That's all make you dream. No agenda. Just go explore. 17th, take a walking tour, self-guided. With a beat of Googling before you go, you can turn any New York neighborhood into your own walking tour. Chinatown, Harlem, the Lower East Side, backbone as a story. 18th, check out the street art in Bushwick. This Brooklyn neighborhood is basically an open-air museum. Murals and graffiti art cover entire buildings, snap hotels, snap photos, talk to local artists, and get inspired by them. 19th one, Battery Park at sunset. End of your day town at Battery Park. Watch the Statue of Liberty glow in the sunset, or just sit and let the river wind cool you down. Peaceful and absolutely powerful. Bonus freebies, window shopping in Soho. Skyline view from Roosevelt Island Tram. Ride it with the metro car. Walk around Columbia or New York campuses. Attend a live taping or first talk show. Explore Governors Island the warm months. So the next time someone says New York is too expensive, send them this episode with them. Because this truth is, New York gives black. So those who look deeper, wander slower, and let the city reveal itself from a rooftop of a river, kayaks, gossips, and wanders, and let the city reveals the itself, and from rooftop reviews at kayaks, gossips, tourists, to gallery walks, you can experience the magic for free. Thanks for joining me today on Journey with Jay. If you found this episode helpful, inspiring, or just for fun, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Share it with your favorite travel buddy. And hey, tag us when you explore New York on a budget. We would love to see it. Until next time, keep journeying, keep discovering, and as always, travel light, travel far, and travel smart. Thank you.